Any last beans in the house? That's weird. Okay. Any gay men in the house?
Yeah.
One? Sleepy gay man. Sleeping in the back. Sir, what's your name?
Miguel.
What?
Miguel.
Huh?
Miguel.
Miguel. Miguel. I'm not. Did you guys hear it in the front? Did you guys hear what he said?
Yeah.
You. Oh, I am going deaf. Okay. I was like, it's your accent. My ears are perfectly okay. But okay. Miguel. Miguel, where are you from?
Spain.
Spain. ¿Cómo? Estás. Sí. Good. Nice. And do you live in Berlin?
Yeah.
Good. With who?
Two guys.
Two guys.
Two cats.
Two cats. Okay, Miguel, you live with two cats. Are you single, Miguel?
Yeah.
Okay, and who's this lovely man that you're with?
Well, his son is Tero.
It's only Teros?
Tero.
Steno. Stero?
Man.
You're another man. I can see you.
Another man.
He's not a man.
Yes.
What, are you the cat that he lives with?
Yes.
Yeah?
Closer,
so you're just a pussy. Huh? That's who you are. Amazing. What's your name again?
Tello.
Tello. And T, where are you? I'm just going to call you. Oh, Cello.
Cello.
Oh my God, that is such a bad name. Okay. That's beautiful. All right, okay. So he's laughing, please don't be nervous, all right? He's, you with the glasses, he's laughing. You having fun, Cello? Yeah. I know who to talk to. I only talk to friendly people. I talk to people who I know will enjoy a friendly banter with me, all right? But if I talk to you and you don't want to talk to me, you can just say the safe word and I will not talk to you. I will move on. So Cello, you live with?
No.
Mikhail.
With her.
With her.
Yeah, they live with me. And he lives with the cat.
He lives with the cat, and Mr. Cat lives with you?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, Mr. Cat.
And what's your name?
Anila.
Anila?
Yeah.
All right, and where are you from?
Spain also.
Spain, Cello, you also from Spain? All right, amazing. And the three of you live in Berlin?
Yes.
Oh, nice. And any of you, all three of you are single?
Yeah, no.
Open polyamorous relationship.
Oh my God, open polyamorous relationship. Nice. Give it up for Cello, everyone. Nice. So that's why you're called Cello, because everyone likes to play you every night. That's what's happening. Of course you're a cello. Beautiful. Everyone's just like playing your strings a lot, making you orgasm. What's the sound that you make when you orgasm? Yeah. I'm a deaf person on stage. Can you say it a bit loud, Michael? What did you say? Oh. I thought it would have more rhythm to it, but no. Oh, nice. That's a cello orgasm. I love that. All right, give it up for these three people in the bag, everyone. That's amazing. Okay. Cool. Awesome. We've got a couple in the front, couple, nice couple, hot couple. I mean, one of you is hot. I'm not going to tell you which one. That's for my night dreams only. Okay, beautiful. Awesome. What's your name, ma'am?
Mary.
Mary. Mary. Like the Virgin Mary.
Exactly.
Exactly. You said exactly. But are you a virgin?
I'm in a relationship.
So. You're in a relationship. Are you a virgin? No? Oh, great. Well done, sir. That's beautiful. Yeah, yeah. He's clapping for himself, so we should all clap for him. Come on. No, but they're not clapping. I don't know. Well done, sir. That was beautiful. All right, okay. And so what's your name?
Bruno.
Bruno?
Yes.
Right, amazing. And Marie. Marie, where are you from?
Germany.
Germany, and you don't sound like, you know, you don't have the German accent.
I lived in England for a while.
You lived in England for a while, so you're fun.
Yes,
that's nice. Okay. And what was your name again? Bruno. My God, you're flirting with me. That's never happened before. He's like, you can't see him, but he's just like doing these weird eye movements. And I know that's flirting. Right? All right, so and what do you work as?
It's going to be very fun for you.
It's going to be very fun for me?
Yeah, I'm like a consultant.
You're a consultant? Yeah. That's not fun for me. It's not fun. It's very boring.
But it gives you like a lot of space to make jokes.
You will give me space to make jokes. Huh? What would I do without straight white men? Just love it. Thank you so much for choosing a profession for my benefit. I am forever indebted, my savior in shining armor. Thank you so much. And Marie, what do you do?
I also work as a psychologist.
You work as a psychologist. So what do you think is wrong with Bruno? What do you think is wrong?
Don't think we have enough time today.
You don't have enough time today. Ooh, the crowd is so interested. They're invested in this. All right.
I'm kidding.
You're kidding?
Sure.
Sure. Okay.
These songs are great.
Three sums are great. Thank you for that unasked, unsolicited advice, but that's amazing. What's your name? Where are you?
Maria.
Yeah. Where are you? Oh, hi, Maria. Hi. This has never happened before. I usually ask people if anyone's had a threesome, but no one has willingly shared this information with us in the first 5 minutes of the show. That's amazing. Maria, you've had a threesome?
No.
No? So how did you come to this conclusion that threesomes are great?
Because everybody says that.
Everybody says that. They're all lying, Maria. These are... Sorry, what?
Boy.
What?
Only with two girls and one boy.
Only with two girls and one boy. Yeah. Yeah, do you want to have one after?
Yeah.
Sorry, what?
You can hit me up.
I can... No, bitch, I'm not going to hit you up. You hit me up. I didn't work so hard to like hit up randos. Randos hit on me. Welcome. First problem of the evening. Very spicy, I hope. Guy in a committed relationship for less than a week. Sexting his colleague. There are too many characters in this one slide. Like, does anyone want to say who wrote this down? All right, okay, let's move on. Next. What outfits should I wear to score a flat in Berlin? Very important question. You should not wear anything. Anyone wants to say who wrote this down? Oh, you, what's your name?
Christina.
Give it up for Christina. Christina, you're back again. Yeah, say hello to Christina for everyone who doesn't know. Okay, I can't wait to tell you this, all right? Christina is a crazy bitch, okay? No, I'm joking, Christina is very sweet. Christina came to my show last week and she is, guys, get this gossip. It's very fun. Very fun gossip. Christina was dating her roommate. I know, we don't approve. You don't f*** your roommate. And now the boyfriend wants to break up. And now she doesn't have an apartment. And all her questions in the last show were, how can I find a new boyfriend? And I was like, Christina, please focus on finding an apartment. Okay? Your focus is in apartment. So now at least she's back. Week number two, asking the right questions. You see how good I am? I change people. Like, I changed her. She's found herself because of me, all right?
I actually deleted the apps because you told me to.
You deleted the apps because I told you to. Oh my God. Wow, you get to download them again. I approve. You have earned it, Christina. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Give it up one more time for Christina. That's amazing. That's very cool. So now, the first question was also by you, right? What should I wear?
Yeah.
The apartment question. Yeah. So now, are all of these questions by you? Because last show, all questions were by Christina. talking about how to get over her ex, how to make the ex love her back, how to find a new ex, how to settle for a guy that's less than 6 feet. They just went on and on and on. And at one point, I was like, Christina, dude, take my boyfriend, okay? Take my boyfriend, but leave me alone, okay? And now she's back. I'm not going to give you my apartment, okay? No. Still, you can have my boyfriend, not the apartment, okay? How do I tell my girlfriend that I want to fuck my colleague? Yes, sorry?
Wasn't there a question about a colleague and at the very beginning? Is he very similar?
Yeah. Bruno, can you please pick that up? Bless you. Yes. Next is colleague question. You said guy in a committed relationship for less than a week, sexting his colleague. Guys, FBI in the front. I love it. What's your name?
Helen.
Helen and?
Ria.
Ria and?
Riddhi.
Riddhi, Sex in the City in the front. We love that. Helen, right. So Helen pointed this out. Wow, Helen, I never miss. And you should be my assistant, I think. I think, really. All right. Guy in a committed relationship for less than a week, sexting his colleague. How do I tell my girlfriend that I want to f*** my colleague? Oh my God. Does anyone want to say who wrote this down? I feel like it's Bruno, but I don't want to point any fingers. I don't want to point any fingers, you know? Amazing, awesome. Look, how do I tell my girlfriend that I want to f*** my colleague? Don't tell her. I think that's... people in relationship, anyone here who's in a relationship? Bruno, please pick it up again. Come on, you're a consultant because of me. Don't forget that. Yeah. So now you are my slip boy. Okay, couples in the house, make some noise. Oh, Helena, you're a girlfriend of somebody.
I'm a wife.
You're a wife, ew. Okay. Beautiful, Helena, all right. And wife of who? Where are you from?
Kurdistan.
You know, I have, focus. Kurdistan, all right. And your guy, where
he's
is
he? He's also Kurdish.
He's also Kurdish, and you both live in the bad streets of Berlin.
No.
No?
I live in Berlin to study psychology, and he's back home in Kurdistan.
He's in Kurdistan, you're in Berlin.
It's for the time being.
It's for the time being. Just until you finish your university. How long is this university?
A year and a half.
You're away from the sands of Kurdistan. Are there sands in Kurdistan?
I guess you could say.
You could say. I'm such a genius. I knew. I knew there were sands in Kurdistan. I just imagined it. All right, beautiful. How do you control your hunger for his pee-pee?
I would like to involve the word cat.
You would like to involve the word cat.
As in safe word.
Safe word. All right, okay, well, all right, okay, amazing. Thank you. Give it up one more time for Helena. All right. I met a boy last night. He invited me to... So why don't you just tell the rest of what's written down here? Is that, what's your name?
Maria.
Maria is back in the plot. I love that. So, he invited me to dinner. And got mad. He had to pay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep giving background score. It's nice. I love that. And got mad at me to pay for a kebab. For a 7 euro kebab. The motherfucker. That's just cheap. And got for a 7 euro kebab. And then he proceeded to call me...
Ugly.
Ugly.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
And said my outfit was ugly. Shh. We need to focus. He texted everybody on my follow list, texting them I was begging. You made him pay. Oh my God, that is so crazy. I need another drink, please. All right, so you went on a date?
Yeah.
Yesterday?
Yes.
You asked him out or he asked you out?
He asked me, no, I
want to see me? And I said, I'm on my period. You can invite me to dinner. He said, okay. And I got my kid out to pay. Like, bro, what the f***?
What?
I asked him, like, if you want to see me, you can invite me to dinner. He accepted, then got mad. He had to pay for dinner.
What?
Asked me for €2. I he called me broke. He said I was begging for food, like, the, I was begging men to beg for food. Then he said, like, I think you're ugly. I think your outfit is, like, ugly. I think you're broke. And I don't want to do this anymore.
I love you, Christina. You are so good because at least you have a clear story, you know? Like, this is very hard to follow. So, Maria, you're on your period right now. It's the only thing I remember. You're on your period. Day one, day two. Day two.
It's my first day.
It's your first day.
I've been here for 4 days in Berlin. I came from Spain.
No, no, about the period. Third day, okay, that's good, that's fine. Yesterday was day two, intense day.
Yeah.
That's an intense, second day period, that's intense, right? Bruno knows all about it. Oh, yeah. But it's crazy. Where did you meet this guy? No, I know you met him for dinner, where did you?
Tinder.
Tinder, all right, okay, Tinder. So you matched on Tinder?
He was Kurdish, he said.
That is just like such a... So, I will have this settled right now. I will have this settled right now. Helena, please pay her €2. Right? I guess so. Problem solved. Please pay her €2. PayPal, cash, whatever. And... let's move on to the next one. That's amazing. All right. Okay. Next is this. Okay. I don't like children. Am I a bad wife? An example to society? Will my in-laws hate me? All right. Indians in the house, please make some noise. Oh, a lot of them. That's crazy. I knew it. Tickets were super cheap. I knew Indians were going to come. That's, where are you guys? Make some noise again. Oh my God, where are you? It's too dark. I can't see the Indians. All right, okay. So does anyone want to say who wrote this down? Look, if you don't want to be a mom, that's totally fine. Please don't be a mother. It's totally okay. I think so. Next. And your in-laws, they're going to die soon. So who cares? Honestly, they have like, what, 10, 20 years left? That's fine. Tell them their son is the problem. Tell them he can't be a father, you know? My girlfriend made out with 5 of my best friends. Good for her. That's very nice. Mohammed, you have a question? Yes?
No, I said that you're excluding gay people because they are having a lot of sex.
I'm excluding gay people because they're having a lot of sex. Are you gay, Mohammed? Oh, give it up for Mohammed. That's amazing. I love when people bring shame to their religion. I think that is so beautiful. That's so awesome. Are you having a lot of sex?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah? Why unfortunately?
I think then you lose some sort of stability.
You lose stability. What? because your back hurts from all the bending. Hurts. The spinal cord loses stability. All right, okay. Stability, what did you mean with stability?
Because people f*** lot and they don't get to be in a relationship, something like that.
People f*** lot and?
They don't get to be together.
And you're here in Berlin by yourself?
Yeah.
All alone?
Yeah.
Just you and your f*** buddies? In Berlin, and your back hurts. So it's just you and your buddies and your back pain in Berlin, all by yourself. Amazing. And do you want to be in a relationship? Is that your problem?
No.
You don't want to be in a relationship. So what's your problem?
I don't know.
You don't know the problem. Yeah, very good. Welcome to Berlin. That's how it is. Amazing.
Yeah.
And how many guys do you f*** in a week? One a week?
Yeah.
That's good. That's very healthy, I would say. And the same guy every day of the week, or do the men change? They, in the same week?
No, the other week.
The other week. All right, so what's the name of the guy that you're f***ing this week?
I don't know, I have to see.
Oh, it's a new week about to begin, so it's a new guy. Amazing. So do you start on Mondays?
No, Fridays.
Fridays. Smart. And then you f*** him Friday to Sunday?
No, just once.
Just once, just Friday night you're f***ing, so it's time you need to leave.